There once was a young boy named Jonathan. He was so young, he was only in his mid-20s.
So young.
One day, he put on Alice in Wonderland, the animated version. But you know what? The Tim Burton version is not that bad. Is it the best story? No, but hey, it's kind of fun, right? It's nostalgic. I mean, we're returning to Wonderland. Anyways, he got to the pod where the caterpillar asked, "Who are you?" And Jonathan replied to the television,
"Fuck you, caterpillar." But yeah, anyway.
Fuck!
Don't be a baby, it's just water.
I don't like stepping in puddles. It's something I've never liked. I just don't like wet socks, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And on top of that, like, I'm just not a hiking person. Like, I don't like the outdoors.
But we're not outdoors, we're in a cave.
Okay, so we're the outdoors inside, it's just dark outdoors. Like, don't do that.
Whatever. This is cave exploration, man. I mean, come on, this is... Why do you gotta be so negative about it? This is an adventure.
Look, I'm not negative to adventure, but, you know, I am a little cautious about caves. You know, especially, like, you know, like the Nutty Putty, John Edward Jones thing?
That doesn't ring a bell.
The guy who went exploring with, like, some friends, like, in the middle of the night, and then, like, he just took a wrong path, and then he got stuck under, like, in a crevice, and got stuck vertically, and they tried to get him out for, like, 24 hours.
Oh, God.
What? Yeah, and then they didn't. So guess what? Because they couldn't get him out, he died. And what did they do with the body? They left him there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, his body's still there. They closed off the cave. It's a terrible, terrible thing.
Well, I mean, we're not that guy.
We're worse than that guy. Because that guy was an actual, like, that's what he did. He explored that cave. Like, he was an expert in that cave. We don't know shit.
We'll be fine, man. Come on, just... You're titillated by all sorts of tragedies.
Yeah. I know, man. And I hate that. Like, what does that say about me?
You need to find a new obsession. You need, like, happier obsessions.
Okay, tell me a happy story, and tell me why I should be interested in a happy story.
I got nothing.
I know, because happy, you know what the thing about happy stories? They're fucking boring! Okay. You know what I want to hear about? I want to hear about how Elliot Smith was so depressed he stabbed himself in the heart and had no hesitation mark. I want to hear about how F. Scott Fitzgerald tried to ask out Zelda Fitzgerald, before she was Zelda Fitzgerald, and she said no. And then to impress her, he wrote a fucking book, and because he was successful and had money, she agreed to marry him, but she didn't love him.
You need to find some more positive things. Whoa, what is...
Oh, fuck.
Look at all this gold! We're rich! Oh my God! This is amazing!
Yeah.
Okay, what?
Maybe we're rich.
Like, don't you know how much gold this is? This is like hundreds of thousands of dollars, dude. This is life-changing. This is amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with you on the amount. Like, I don't know anything about gold, but that looks like a fucking shit ton of money.
Yeah!
That I don't think we should.
Why? Why?
In case, like, this belongs to somebody, just to be safe.
Somebody's? Whose gold could this be?
I don't know, but, like, it's a lot of it, right? It's a lot of it. And if we take it, like, you know, to add to us is taking away from somebody else. And if this is somebody's, like, if this is somebody's money, I don't want to feel guilty taking it.
I mean, sure, I mean, it could be somebody's, but it could be somebody who's already dead, and then they're never going to get it. I mean, you know, maybe they just died and left it here. You don't know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That right there, what you just said, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't want to take this money just in case. Just for my conscience.
All right, well, my conscience is fine with it, so what if I take it?
That's, if you want to take it, you have to come back later when I'm not with you, because I can't be here when you're taking it, because I will just get, like, I'm not even saying it's a bad thing, maybe it's a bad thing, I don't know, my stomach will feel terrible, you know, and that's just whatever, like, on top of it all, you know, I don't fucking need money.
You don't need it. Okay. All right. You know what I think? I think you act like you're above money, but you want it just as much as the rest of us.
I have never said I'm above money.
No, I said you act like you're above it. I mean, fuck, you complain about how poor you are all the time.
It's because I am poor. I am poor, and I, you know, my life would be easier with money. But I will say, I do not want money, like everybody else does.
Yeah, because you have enough. You're not struggling. I mean, not really. And you're still complaining. Like, what would you do if you were given more money? You would take it.
Maybe. I don't know. I have an issue. Like, I need to feel like I've earned it somehow.
Okay, but what does that even look like, honestly? I mean, how many people do you know that actually earn their money, like every cent? Like, work exactly as hard as their paycheck demands? I mean, you. How many people do you know who do that, personally?
I don't know. I just have this negative relationship with money, and I feel sick talking about it, and I feel sick needing it.
Why is money such a bad thing?
Because the quality of life is truly dependent on like how much you make, how much you get, and I'm lucky because I don't want anything and I don't live expensively. But if I did, like if I wanted to do more things and there was things that I think were more important to me, I wouldn't be able to do them, and I would feel stunted. I'd be fucked. And I know a lot of people that are fucked because like they're going into debts to like do these things that were promised and were advertised, and this is what they thought life would be, and it's just not. And it's just not.
I get what you're saying. What does that have to do with this goal? What does that have to do with that?
Oh, yeah, let's just not take it.
Oh my god, you should have seen your faces.
You're a talking dragon.
Yeah, man. I've been overhearing your conversation. Can I jump in?
Yeah, sure.
Kyle, is it?
Yep.
Pro money?
I mean, I hate what it does to people. I love to have it. I just don't have the neuroses this guy has.
That's where I'm at. It's a necessary evil. What are you gonna do? What's so bad about having money? If you don't have money, are you fixing poverty? Is that the goal?
No.
Then fucking take the goal. I have so much. One more each, though. It's still my gold, after all. I've earned it.
How?
The stocks, mostly. Oh, a good call not robbing for me. I would have killed the two of you, eaten you up, chopped you up, put you in my belly.
Look at that. Good call, man.
Yeah. You see, this is what I'm talking about. Like shit like this.
I get it. Yeah, sure.
All right, well, we'll see you later, Mr. Dragon.
Yeah, see
ya. My name's Wilbur.
Oh, okay. Bye, Wilbur. Thanks.
Bye.
You feel guilty taking that gold bar, don't you?
Yes.
And the curtain falls on John John's adventures.
We'll see you next week.